This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we at this moment receive God's servant, our Father, as He comes to place a seal of blessing upon this earth?
Hallelujah. Give Jesus another big hand of praise. Be ye not drunk with wine, but be drunk with thanksgiving. Grace to remain intoxicated, an intoxicated thanksgiver. Receive it today. You never know stagnation anymore in your life. You never go in cycles again. You'll be changing levels supernaturally. You'll be changing levels without stress. In the name of Jesus. You'll be changing levels supernaturally. You'll be changing levels without stress. In the name of Jesus. Haven't I been blessed by the word? Haven't I been blessed with that Thanksgiving session? How many agree that their thanksgiving has been had in heaven? How many believe that their result is coming to the open? Another big thanksgiving clap offering, everyone. One way out of thanklessness is don't ever time God. Don't time God. Your time's in His hand. His time is not in your hand. Your time, my time, is in His hand. Whenever you are due for a change of level, He will not deny you. Keep doing what He says to do. Keep thanking Him intensely, intoxicatedly, lavishly. Keep doing it. Keep doing what He says to do. Keep thanking Him for doing what He says He will do. And He shows up, making all things beautiful in His time. You are in for the best of time. No one here will know depression again. You won't have to cast down your head anymore. The days of shedding tears behind closed doors, they are over your life. You'll be shedding from there only tears of joy. Tears of intoxicated thanksgiving. I stepped in here in the first service. I couldn't help the tears coming because I saw all the events till date since inception at the hand of God. As purely the hand of God. This is God, nothing else. This is grace, not strength. This is grace, not skill. This is grace, not anointing. From today, you'll be shedding only tears of thanksgiving. And it will turn every of your thanksgivings into testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I had a glorious visitation on church growth. Jesus came down, sir, and tapped me and said, follow me. Life. You would think that everything would just blow up. I followed him and he gave me four solid instructions of what grows the church. You just think it's a press button software. I thought so. So we ran endless seminars. Amen. Saturday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night. You know what I'm talking about. And we labored and labored, enjoying ourselves in God's presence. We grow to 90. I, this kind God, another one, no day. We dance and dance, and we ordain 7 deacons. You are one of them. These are the deacons of 90 people strong church. We've never seen that kind before. 90 Oluwa. 90 people. Not that they are members, so they attend. I, this kind of. If you don't want to stop at 90, you better sing and thank God. My God. Who murders God? Stop punishing yourself. Thanklessness, like we are told, is a crime against self. Crime. Crime. You don't know you are committing it, but you're committing it. Crime against self. You stay at the same spot. I won't stop you again. I'm going to join a court. Quick. God won't turn his back on you. You know, I had a visitation on prosperity, and I'm glad you are there. You saw what happened. How excited I was in wealth. 1984. I saw that 1982. You are there now. By 1984, prosperity has grown. And we are 18,000 plus as income for the year. Isn't that prosperity? You better believe it. Prosperity began to grow. Job began to grow prosperously, and then income grew to 55,000 plus 1985. Ah, this kind of God. Another one. Don't stop punishing yourself. If you don't thank God, you won't change level. You don't thank God, you won't change level. And then we had Grass Cathedral. Father Abraham, you were inside that Grass Cathedral, and your wife. You are even, your wife was in the choir. Amen. And you leave what she wants away. You have a tone that is yet to be found on the keyboard. My God. Under that cathedral, we were in heaven. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the heart. The doors will be coming. We are also coming. All of us are coming. Everybody carry gray hair. By reason of the dust from heaven. And then I say, praise the Lord, brethren. And say, yes, sir. This is the largest grass cathedral in the world. If you see any other one, let me know. Grass cathedral, this size? My God. In a city? Thank God for us. Oh, my God. You better learn how to thank God. Amen. May you not say the house you are complaining about. Now look at this house. Look at the kind of house I'm living in. May you not sell it for food. You better thank God and dance around your one-bedroom house. And then it suddenly turns into two. And then from two to three. From three to duplex. From duplex to estate. Come and give the Lord a big hand of prayer. Lift up your two hands. I refuse to commit crime against myself. Lord, intoxicate me with the wine of thanksgiving from henceforth. Keep me intoxicated. Keep me intoxicated, Jesus. I've found the secret today. Keep me on the line. Thanking you forever. Thanking you every day. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, the remaining days of the year, you don't try. Your intercession is so much. Your supplication is too high. God has heard you. Now, do thanksgiving to collect answers. Don't ask for anything before this year ends. Then you say, Papa doesn't know what I'm going through. I want that thing to stop, what I'm going through, to be turned to breakthrough. You have been going and you're not through. I want you to know how to turn your going through to breakthrough. Yes, amen. Yes, turn your breakthrough to breakthrough. Yes, at no time was my eyes or my face look green. Well, having the best of times, sir. Amen. You see me crying over that Awuja microphone or something, like cricket. My God, with all strength. With all strength. You are thanking your way out of that valley. Yeah. Every blessing you collected at Shiloh, none will be lost. Yeah. So give thanks to preserve it. Give thanks to multiply it. And give thanks to perfect it. Thanksgiving is key to where you are going. You'll never stop flourishing, thanking God. Even till old age, you'll be flourishing. You never beg bread in your old age. You never wear rags in your old age. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So when Satan says, see, what of this one? He says, can you count these other ones that I'm wearing? Stop that, Satan. Get lost. You're a dummy. He's done it for me. He has done it. Just wait and slap the devil with thanksgiving. Slap him on both cheeks with thanksgiving. Thank him to make the devil mad. Thank him to make what? You are getting there. The same way God gave grace to this commission to keep thanking God when there was nothing in the physical to thank him for, and he brought us out of that nothingness to where he has brought us today by grace, it will change your story. It will change your story. When I saw the chillers yard in the new project site, 20 of them, each of them £600. £600 supply of courier, right? And I remember our major equipment in Rajoba, a yellow 100 kVA. Soundproof. Soundproof generator. It was the only machine we had. So everybody goes around this generator. My God. God will change your story. God has come down to change your story. Allow him to change it by doing what he says to do. In everything, do what? For all things, do what? You'll never go down anymore. Lift up those two hands, everybody. Thank God for Shiloh. Thank God for Shiloh one more time. Thank God for your own encounters again. No one like our God. He reigns forever and forever. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Go in peace. Before the year ends, your testimonies will be in place. None of your expectations will carry over to 2024. Every movement this season is covered by the blood. No single evil report from anywhere. No one will find himself in the midst of danger anywhere he goes. Every trip is declared safe. In the air, on the road, on the sea. At home, no domestic accident. Everything answers in your favor this time. May the blessedness of the end of year deliver fully in your life. God will crown this year with his goodness in your life, and all your parts will start dropping fatness. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Christmas service will be only two services for Christmas. Only two services. You can have enough time to eat and drink and enjoy yourself. Amen. Two services only for Christmas. And then Sunday 31st, two services only. So we can get ready for the crossover night, because we are crossing over to a new world. A new world of glory, a new world of color, a new world of honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wave your hands to heaven, everybody, and give God thanks. Wave your hands to heaven. After we have done this goodness, just shake your hand with as many people as possible. Choir, you do your last bit of high praise in closing this to let God know how much we appreciate Him. Amen.
Let's lift our hands and glorify God and appreciate Him. Let's give Him the praise, the honor, the adoration. Let's celebrate Him. He's worthy of all the praise, worthy of all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Blessed be your holy name, for in Jesus' precious name we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Praise the Lord. I'm finally on the covenant highways of life. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed. If you came after the worship offering, there are officials around the altar and various exits. Please, all our new converts, don't forget to stop at the new convert tents and take the details awaiting you right there. God bless you. Choir, celebrate God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, what shall we say unto the Lord?
All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
What shall we say unto the Lord?
All we have to say is thank you,
Lord. Let us thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you,
let
Lord.
Let us thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
What are your praise?
Thank you, Lord.
What are your mind?
All we have to say.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
thank Lord. You, Lord. All we have to say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we've come to say.
Thank you.
We've come to say.
Thank you. All we have to say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we've come to say.
Thank you.
We've come to say.
Thank you. All we have to say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we've come to say.
Thank you.
We've come to say.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.